Okay, the next milestone we cross in the Sfira is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is the day that the Jewish people came to Midbar Sinai. This day they came to, the desert of Sinai. And Chazal make the drasha that on this day, Bayom Hazeh, speaking in present tense, as if it's happening now, to teach you that Divrei Torah should be new in your eyes perpetually. So it seems very strange that the allusion to this halacha, which also needs to be understood, as if we're supposed to fool ourselves, and every time we learn, pretend it's the first time we're learning, and kid ourselves that we haven't read this Daf Gemara already 10 times over. We have to understand what that halacha is, but it's very strange that this halacha is alluded to with the coming to the desert of Sinai, which is 6 days before the giving of the Torah. The coming to the desert is what alludes to the concept of Torah being perpetually new. It's coming to the desert. It's not talking about Torah. The Torah is discussed in Sukkim afterwards as they prepare for it and they finally get it. It's talking about coming to the desert. On this day they came to the desert. Coming to the desert alludes to the Torah shows being new in your eyes. Like, what's the connection? Talking about coming to the desert. They came to the desert present tense. So Torah shows being new in your eyes. Right? But this is really the secret of the final week of the Sfira. When we're counting in the Midah of Malchus, right? The Midah of Malchus, the Midah of Kingdom, that can't go into the full Kabbalistic depth of it right now, but suffice what the Zohar says about the Midah of Malchus, Lesla Migar Malchum. The Midah of Malchus is the attribute that receives influence from all the other attributes. And because it receives influence from all the other attributes, that's why it is there that work gets done. Because work gets done when all efforts are focused to a particular point. The focal point of all the resources and efforts, that at that point is where the work gets done. And that's what the Midah Malchus, the Midah Kingdom, it's the kingdom. It pulls it all together. But this point itself called kingdom, Lesla Migango, it has nothing of its own. It's just a pure focal point to receive. At this point, all the efforts and resources will come together and make the product. That's so it in itself doesn't have anything of its own, because that's its function, to become a vehicle, rather a vessel, to receive. Right? And that's the Midah that we're working on, and that Midah comes to its climax on the last day of the Omer, the 49th day, when the Jewish people said, Naaseh v'nishma, we accept the Torah. It's the Midah of acceptance. It's the Midah of pure acceptance. So pure acceptance is, I have nothing of my own, come, fill me up, I accept. We will do it, we are committed, we're accepting. And that's the Midah at work on, the Midah of acceptance per se, and that's, when it reaches its climax, that's when God gives us the Torah. We're fully ready to accept. So, what best represents this Midah is desert, right? Because the main point of being able to receive, the main point to be able to receive is that you have empty space inside of you to receive. If you perceive yourself as a finished product, right? So if you're a finished product, there's no room for improvement. There's no room to add anything to you if you're finished, right? There's a La'avdil, Chochma Bagoyim Tamim, Chazal say, so there's wisdom amongst the nations of the world. There's a Chinese saying of a student learning by his master, and he always tells his master, I learned it differently. What you're teaching me now, I heard from my previous master differently. So the master says, come, let's drink tea together. And so he asked the student to hold up his cup so he could pour tea in. So the master pours tea in and perpetually pours tea in. And so the cup is already full. There's no more room for the tea in the cup. So the tea spills over and burns the hand of the student. And so it's straight out, please, master, there's no more room for any more tea. So that's right, you must empty your cup to be able to receive more tea. The message is clear, right? If you want to receive not just new information, but new perspective, you have to view yourself as a non-finished product, right? Because if you view yourself as finished, so I know it already. If you know it already, so if you say, I know it all already, so you're not going to be open to seeing things differently and learning new things. So a person has to make himself a desert, right? If a person wants this midah of malchus, this midah of being able to receive, right? And to able to receive and receive, he has to view himself as unfinished. He has to view himself as desolate and empty, and then he has room to receive, right? And that's a midbar, right? And that's the message over here. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right, is, it's already... we've started counting already a few days into the Midah of Malchus, so we feel the Midah of Malchus emerging within us. That desolation in a positive sense, desolation that, you know, a lack of egocentricity, a lack of pride and haughtiness, a lack of it that allows to be open, to be open, to be wide open to receive. And if you're wide open, then you'll always see something new. Something seems boring, because I know this already. But if you say, no, wait a minute, I don't know everything about it. If you have that type of openness that perhaps there's something you don't know about it yet, you will see newness in it. And that's the key, to see perpetual newness in the Torah. Because Torah really is infinitely deep. Because Torah is from God, and God is infinite. So it's from God who's infinite, so Torah has, you know, the qualities of it, of its author, like the pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara says Anochi is a acronym. Ana Nafshei Kasi, as God says about the Torah, I took myself, I wrote myself down, and gave myself over. It means that the Torah has properties of God Himself. God is infinite, so there's infinity in Torah. Torah gets boring to us because I learned this already. You have an automatic prejudice. Oh, I know what this means already. If you would have this humility and this certain sense of emptiness, that in a positive sense, positive emptiness, the emptiness of a vessel, which makes a vessel able to receive, you have this aspect of desert to you, right? You will see perpetual meaning in Torah. It's only because you look with yesterday's eyes at the Torah that looks the same as yesterday, because you're looking at it with yesterday's eyes. But if you would say, that was the way I saw it yesterday, but perhaps today I would see it differently. If you go with that openness, that you could see it differently, there's something new here to be discovered, you will find that newness. Now we can understand the beautiful remez. Bayom hazeh b'mgarseh. If you want bayom hazeh, if you want to have, present tense, a brand new perspective every day, not see things with yesterday's eyes, right? It'll look boring. If you look at it with yesterday's eyes, it'll look the way it looked yesterday, and it'll be boring. You want to look at it with today's eyes, that you're constantly moving into the present and leaving yesterday's perceptions in the past, and you're not going to look at it with yesterday, you're going to look at it with today's eyes. You want Bayom HaZeh to look at it with today's eyes as opposed to yesterday's eyes. That you, Beinecha Chadash, it'll be new in your eyes, because you're not going to look with yesterday's eyes, you're going to look with new eyes of today. Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar. So you want to constantly look at Torah in the present tense. You know, it's a new day, so I should see something new in this very same Daf Gemara, because I'm going to look at it with today's eyes, not yesterday's eyes. The key to have Bayom HaZeh, today's eyes, as opposed to living in the past and living with yesterday's eyes, is Bo Midbar. So go out to the desert. You know, view yourself as desolate and unfinished, you know, in a positive sense, that there's more room to build, there's more room to receive. That's the key. Make yourself like a midbar, and that's the key to always see today Torah with today's eyes and not with yesterday's eyes.